ready to go. Ready to go. Good morning once again, everyone. Welcome back. I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also join us by going to facebook.com, click on the Bull Falls Radio page, and be able to watch a video stream, make your questions and comments there as well. Right now, overcast skies, 66 degrees in downtown Wausau, and glad you could be with us here on Bull Falls Radio. And again, if you're tuned in, if you're tuned in right now on 98.9 FM, I'm not talking to you because you can't hear me. Again, we have a transmitter issue over at our FM transmitter site. It will be fixed. It will be fixed sooner rather than later. But again, glad you could be with us. If you're tuned in right now on 1230 AM, of course, we are on 98.9 FM and 1230 AM on a normal basis. But right now, we're still on 1230 AM WXCO. You also can catch us on our website, bullfallsradio.com. Also, mobile devices by searching WXCO, the Civic Media app, and again, on Facebook with our video stream. If you missed our first hour, we had a chance to talk to 7th District Congressional candidate on the Democratic side, Kyle Kilborn. And again, glad to have him on board. Coming up at the end of our program, you'll also be able to listen to that interview again if you missed it by going to the podcast page at bullfallsradio.com or civicmedia.us or wherever you get your podcast. And again, we're very excited that not only Kyle Kilborn today, we will have the other Democratic candidate for the 7th Congressional District, Elsa Duranzo, coming up tomorrow morning at 9:20. So get a chance to get the viewpoints from both the congressional candidates here on Bull Falls Radio. And again, Wisconsin's fall primary is coming up on August the 13th, not too far away, August 13th. It is right around the corner. Make a plan to be a voter in every election. From local to state matters, be sure to make a plan to be a voter between now and Tuesday, August 13th. To learn more about who and what is on your ballot this August, where your polling place is, and how you can request an absentee ballot, head to myvote.wi.gov. Again, that's myvote.wi.gov to get all the information and more. And also, I'm going to kind of tease something. We are hoping to have a kind of a special election event in the run-up to the primary. I'm not going to go any further into that, but I'm working on something to sort of a special event to give you more information about candidates in one of the races you'll be voting on coming up on the 13th of August. So keep tuned in. Once I secure it, we will announce it and let you know about all the details you'll need to know. But very excited about a possible little special event that we'll hold right here in our studios in the run-up to the August primary. So something to look forward to. Again, I'm being mysterious, but you don't want to announce something before it's all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. So we will continue to work on that as well. Before we go any further, need to say good morning, not to one person, but to two people. And we're going to start off, of course. I got to start off with the one, the only in-studio engineer and producer of our program who's over on the other side of the glass in our producer's room, has the board, has all the buttons that need to be pushed to get me on the air, because, frankly, I don't have any control of where I am sitting in our studio, but the person that gets us on and off the air, except when the transmitter's having problems. He can't handle that, but he handles everything else. Ian Walsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
But, again, always glad to have you over on that side of the glass and be with us here on the program.
Always happy to be here.
And also, in our studio, we have on Tuesdays and Fridays here for the remainder of July and then through August, we have a young man who is learning a little bit more about what we do here on the radio and here at Bull Falls Radio. He's an intern for us. And I said, come on in, sit in front of the microphone, And we're going to get your voice on the air and talk to you for a few moments. Aiden Bennett. And Aiden, again, glad to have you on board. Your second day as an intern here at Bow Falls Radio. Are you enjoying it so far?
Yes, I am.
And why did you decide that you wanted to do this?
Well, I guess radio is like, you can be a lot more creative in it than like the news, and I just was really interested in that type of stuff.
And you had a chance to do a little bit of a job shadow, not just here. You also went to one of the TV stations, and after that, you said you wanted to be here rather than the TV station, right?
Yeah.
We like that. We like that a lot. And I'm going to have you get a little bit closer to that microphone when you talk. Where do you live? Where are you from?
I live in Marathon City.
Are you going to school at Marathon?
Yes, I am.
What year are you?
I'm a senior.
So you're going, is this upcoming your senior year?
Yes.
So this will be your final year. So as you look forward, even beyond high school, do you have any, and again, you can make decisions. I didn't know what I was going to be doing when I was a senior in high school. Do you have a profession or anything that maybe you're thinking about that you'd like to do in the future? Or are you still kind of open to the possibilities?
No, I'm a teenager, so I have nothing planned.
That is so smart. That is so smart, but I'm glad that you showed a little interest in what we do over here. We're very happy to help you. You're going to be working a little bit with Ian, finding out what he does in terms of getting us on and off the air, and really glad to have you on board, and hopefully you'll be enjoying it, having a little bit of fun and learning along the way as well.
I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely, and we'll be asking you about all the political news and stuff real soon, too. So, No.
Well, that's fun.
You should have seen his face, you know. We're not going to have him break down all the politics quite yet, but again, glad to have you on board. And, of course, Ian, before we get back to Ian, because we talked to Ian a lot about his other interests, and he's obviously been involved in a lot of theatrical productions. How many now? Is this number 70, if I'm not mistaken?
This, including the Shakespeare show, will be number 70.
So yes. Number 70. So this guy is always working on these shows. When you're not at school, when you're not hanging out a little bit over here, what do you like to do? What do you do for fun?
Theater.
Oh, you do? What is it with all these theater people? I tell you, how many shows have you been involved in? Not as many as Ian, I'm sure.
Probably three or four.
Yeah. Are you an actor? Are you behind the scenes?
No, I sing.
Oh, you sing.
Fantastic.
He does a little bit of that as well. Man, you two have something to bond over as
yes.
well. So,
mm-hmm.
Fantastic. What shows have you been involved in?
I've been involved in two Beauty and the Beast shows and then an Addams Family.
Nice. You were in the Addams Family?
And then there's awesome. One coming up where I'm just waiting for an email.
Oh, very good. Have you been in the Addams Family? I think you mentioned that. Was that a show?
WCT was originally going to do the Addams Family, but unfortunately, like the week before I was getting ready to audition for it, they found out that a tour of the Addams Family had started on Broadway, and you can't do a show that's a touring running at the same time. So that show was taken off. And I was not the only one disappointed by that. I mean, there was quite a few people who were very upset about that. But then...
Nothing you can do, though.
A few days after that, we found out that the Jersey Chaperone was going to be happening instead of that, which turned out to still be a good show. But hopefully, we get to do the M's family, and we shouldn't have... And we don't have any issues next time. But
well, fantastic.
I really hope so.
Well, very good, man. I tell you, I got all these performers around me right now, and it's like, oh, very good. But Aiden Bennett, again, intern here for us at Bow Falls Radio during the summer. Hopefully, again, you'll have a good time here with us. And
I am so far.
All right, very good. And coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about sports in the next segment because, as I said, the Green Bay Packers have opened up training camp yesterday, Packers shareholders meeting. And I know a lot of folks who buy the shares for the Green Bay Packers, one of their favorite things to do, besides put a bumper sticker on their car that says Packers owner, is to go to Lambeau Field for the shareholders meeting. So we'll talk a little bit about what Mark Murphy talked about, continuing contract negotiations with Jordan Love and more. The Brewers were looking to extend their win streak last night. They were opening up a three-game series with the Chicago Cubs, so we'll talk about that and more. And also, We are 1 month from today. I want to mention this. It is now July the 23rd. On August the 23rd, there'll be night number one of the 2024 high school football season. So I am looking forward to that. Well, 1 month from today, I will be heading up to Superior. So it's going to be a very long day, a very long night, as the Wausau West football team will open up their 2024 season up in Superior. The Marathon High School football team, 1 month from today, will open up their season taking on Pittsville. We will have both those games here on Bow Falls Radio. In week number one, Wausau West and Superior will be live right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, Alexa, by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You'll also be able to get the Marathon taking on Pittsville live on the Sports 2 stream of bowfallsradio.com. Also on the Civic Media app, be able to listen to that live and also have it on tape delay on Bow Falls Radio after the Wausau West game. And then in week number two, we'll flip it around, have the Marathon game live on Bow Falls Radio, and then the Wausau West game in week two will be live on the Sports 2 stream. And then also in week number two will be week number one for the New McCaffick High School football team, because the eight-player football teams, they have eight regular season games as opposed to nine. So they start a week later than 11 players. So in week number two, New McCaffick will have their first game the Saturday afternoon. We'll have live from New McCaffick High School when they take on the Phillips Loggers. So again, coming up in 2024, 2025, high school sports. And as what do we say, Ian, about our coverage of high school sports?
Yes. We are the only local Wausau radio station that still covers high school sports.
So not only do we allow all voices to be heard on this program, unlike Chris Conley's radio station, we also continue to provide live coverage of high school sports. And we are very proud of that.
That's always what
we say. So, again, very exciting. Looking forward to starting another very busy fall, winter, and spring of high school sports. In fact, this last school year, I did 135 games. I know, that's a lot. Been resting my voice here for the summer. So we'll get back and into high school sports 1 month from today, and also coming up 2 days before that, in 4 weeks, we will be bringing back the big high school sports show. So looking forward to that as well. The time is 9:18. I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Off of the strip, in the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner, out of the grip. If you want me, you can find me left of center, off of the strip, in the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner, out of the grip. And when they ask me, what are you looking at, I always answer, nothing much, not much. I think they know.
Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And coming up tomorrow as well, I mentioned that we will be joined in the second hour tomorrow morning by 7th District Democratic candidate Elsa Duranzo. She is one of the two candidates we'll be facing off in the primary coming up on Tuesday, August 13th, along with her guest from the first hour, Kyle Kilborn. As the winner of the primary, we'll move on to take on incumbent 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany. So Elsa Duranzo will be joining us tomorrow morning at 9:20. Also tomorrow, we're coming up pretty quickly on the second anniversary of this program. We started this show in the summer of 2022. In fact, the day after Labor Day, in early September of 2022, we started this program. And one of the biggest stories over the past 2 years here in central Wisconsin that has been pretty much in the headlines for the most part, continuously over those 2 years has been the Wausau School District. We've had a lot of talk about consolidation of the middle and high schools. Then that was overturned, and they're still talking about changing the footprint for the elementary schools. We have a budget shortfall right now that is being looked at within the Wausau School District, and the potential of a referendum coming up sooner rather than later. And we're going to talk about the issues going on right now with the Wausau School District tomorrow morning. We'll be joined by the president of the Wausau School Board, Jim Boucher. He'll be joining us tomorrow morning in the first hour of the program at 8:34. So Jim Boucher tomorrow morning, president of the Wausau School Board, will be with us at 8:34. And Elsa Duranzo, the candidate, Democratic candidate for the 7th Congressional District, will be with us tomorrow morning at 9:20. And very happy both those guests will be with us live here in studio. And also coming up Thursday, I wanted to mention something. We were talking to both Ian and Aiden about their exploits when it came to the live theater. Coming up on Thursday this morning, we're going to talk about a special event coming up both this weekend and next weekend. It is the Wausau's 18th Annual Chamber Music Festival. The South Beach Chamber Ensemble will be hosting this coming up Saturday and Sunday of this week. Saturday at 6 p.m., UU Church Mozart on the Move featuring a student string quartet. Sunday, Wausau Conservatory of Music, Mendelssohn and Sakakovich String Quartets. I'm not sure I got that right, but so a couple of events, one at the UU Church and one at the Wausau Conservatory. UU Church Saturday at 6, Wausau Conservatory Sunday at 6, featuring string quartets. And then next week, Thursday, August 1st, at the Woodson Art Museum, Beethoven and Beach Piano Trios. Friday, August 2nd, at St. Matthias Episcopal Church in Minocqua, Beethoven and Beach Piano Trios. And Saturday, August the 3rd, at the Chestnut Center for the Arts, Beethoven and Beach Piano Trios. And coming up Thursday, we'll be joined by Michael Andrews, and I believe also we may get some live music here in the studio as well, talking about this weekend's events. And then next week we'll have also Michael Andrews coming back with another perhaps live piece of music that will be performed coming up next weekend as well. So Thursday of this week and then Wednesday of next week, we will be talking to Michael Andrews along with performers involved in this South Beach Chamber Ensemble, big couple of weekends, 18th Annual Chamber Music Festival. We'll have a lot more information on that coming up starting on Thursday here on Bull Falls Radio. And that's something we like to do as well when there are the performances by area groups. We'd like to have folks who are involved in these performances join us and talk about it and give more information and hopefully give you the information that you need to be able to join them and really enjoy a lot of the talented performers that we have here in North Central Wisconsin. Let's briefly talk a bit about sports as last night the Milwaukee Brewers coming off a terrific weekend in Minneapolis where they swept a pair from the Minnesota Twins, still in first place in the National League Central. The Brewers open up a series at Wrigley Field taking on former manager Craig Counsell and the Chicago Cubs. But after a big day on Sunday when the Brewers belted four home runs, scored eight runs in an 8-7 win over the Twins, the bats went silent yesterday for the crew. Milwaukee had just five hits. And again, I'm going to get a little off tangent. The Brewers lost to the Cubs 3-1 last night at Wrigley. And the Brewers had one run on five hits. You know, when you hear that, you think, well, the starting pitcher for the Cubs must have done a great job. The Cubs used six pitchers in order to get that 3-1 win over the Brewers. I miss the days when you had a starting pitcher who did a great job, could go into the seventh, eighth inning, maybe even get a complete game, but now we have six pitchers to have a 3-1 game. I'm not a fan of that. I will say that Counsell may not have had much choice because actually the Brewers had opportunities last night. Javier Assad was the starting pitcher for Chicago. He lasted just 3 1/3 innings. He did not give up any runs, but he did walk six. So when you're walking six and not getting through four innings, he probably had a lot of pitches and was forced to leave the game earlier. But still, I'm an old geezer when it comes to baseball and folks going a little deeper into games. Willy Adames had the only Brewer RBI. The Brewers are now 57-43. They will take on the Cubs again under the lights at Wrigley Field. So Brewers will try to get back on the winning track. Packers started training camp yesterday, and big news is Jordan Love will not be participating in training camp until his new contract is finished. The confidence is that Jordan Love will be signing a new long-term contract with the Packers soon, but they're not going to take any chances, and Jordan Love is not going to take any chances of being injured in training camp before that deal is completed. So Brian Gutekunst, the Packer GM, confirmed that Love would not practice, but is in the building and will participate in team meetings. Says the new deal is close, but until we get that resolved, Love will not be practicing. Gutekunst said, "We'll get there. Hopefully he won't miss too much time." And Love looks for a deal similar to what Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow and Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence received over the past year, totaling an average salary of $55 million a year with over $140 million fully guaranteed. Wow. He better be the guy based on that kind of money. But
he better be. That is a lot of money.
He showed it last year in the second half of the season, taking the Packers into the playoffs, beating the Cowboys in the playoffs, and then they should have beat the 49ers in the playoffs as well. Boy, yeah. They should have won that game.
It was a questionable game, honestly.
So that's a little bit of sports. We're going to talk again about what's been going on with the Democrats with the change at the top of the ticket coming up next. The time is 9:29. An information update straight ahead. News, weather, and sports, and then more to come here on the Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, the time is 9:35. Overcast skies in downtown Wausau. Temperature stands at 66 degrees. Some breaking news. The Secret Service Director, Kimberly Cheadle, has resigned. She was in front of Congress yesterday answering questions about what happened in terms of breakdowns that allowed an assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump a couple of weeks ago. And obviously there were some breakdowns within the Secret Service that allowed that deranged person to be able to take some shots at the former president and also kill an innocent bystander. And after testifying in front of Congress yesterday, Kimberly Cheadle has resigned her position at the Secret Service. And based on what happened and the obvious issues involved, it's not surprising. But I will say one thing. At the Republican National Convention last week, Ron Johnson, senator from the state of Wisconsin, tried to put this on DEI, as he and others tend to do all the time. This has nothing to do with DEI.
Maybe their go-to response
yes, it
for
is.
Everything nowadays.
No,
it?
This is a case where somebody is being forced to take responsibility for a breakdown. It does not mean it was diversity, equity, inclusion based. again, it happens where white males sometimes will have an issue, and sometimes it happens where there's a female or a person of color. So the idea that just because the person that was the Secret Service director happened to be a woman does not mean that she got the job because of DEI Senator Ron Johnson. So again,
break your head, Mr. Johnson.
Well, he never does that. But
at least shake it up and rattle it a couple of times until something actually pops out. Oh, that's a smart. Because that's not very smart.
So that is the breaking news. Again, Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle, reported in the last couple of minutes by the Associated Press, resigns after assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump at a rally. Also, again, it's hard to believe it's only Tuesday. It's been actually less than 48 hours since President Joe Biden announced that he would not be seeking re-election, immediately endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris. And boy, the Vice President and the Democratic Party have come together very quickly. In fact, it's been reported that enough delegates have already committed their votes to Vice President Harris, that she has enough votes to get the nomination of the Democratic Party at the convention in Chicago coming up in a few weeks' time. So again, the talk about Democrats in disarray is wrong on this level, because it's been masterful. And I give a lot of credit to the president for not saying, okay, I'm not running for re-election, we're going to open things up, we're going to have a free-for-all for the next couple of weeks. He said, no, we have a terrific vice president who is ready to step into the role, is going to be a great candidate against Donald Trump. I encourage Democrats to rally around her. And that has happened. And folks are not running against her. They've decided she is the best candidate for the job. And very much and very quickly, the Democratic Party has come together very, very impressively. But Republicans are already starting to go after the vice president, and not just based on policy differences. Mm. You know Chris Conley, correct?
Yes, the famous voice of WSAU, who only wants certain people on the on his and Meg Ellison's radio show.
It's not like only that,
certain people.
But coming up next week, Mr. Conley will be back in court again, because yes, he's having a hard time avoiding getting arrested on domestic abuse charges and sexual assault charges. He has been arrested for a second time on charges of domestic battery and fourth degree sexual assault. He is scheduled to be back in Marathon County Court coming up next week. But the reason I bring up Mr. Conley again here is because, once again, and I don't go into these programs saying I'm going to talk about Chris Conley today, because I really don't want to talk about Chris Conley today. Yeah. But he wrote another, I think, very disturbing commentary this morning concerning the vice president of the United States.
Shocking.
And not based on policy differences. He is trying to basically shame the vice president on previous relationships, that basically that he's bringing up a decades old story where, as a young lawyer, Kamala Harris had a relationship with the Speaker of the California State Assembly, and a personal relationship. Well, she was only 24 years old. And Chris Conley is trying to twist this into a sex scandal, in that she basically owes her entire career to a, quote, sugar daddy. And that's what he calls it in this article. He says, and I'm not going to go through all the garbage in this story, that basically he's trying to imply that there's a double standard, that Nikki Haley and John McCain and Donald Trump, he doesn't even mention, but Donald Trump obviously has had more than a few sex scandals in his career, that somehow Republicans are reported on differently than Democrats. But this is a garbage story, in the sense that the idea that the vice president owes her career, where she has been a lawyer, a district attorney, the attorney general of the state of California, a senator from the state of California, the vice president of the United States, in a couple of weeks, the Democratic nominee for president of the United States, and hopefully in January of 2025, the first female president of the United States. According to some on the right, And according to Chris Conley of WSAU Radio, mm-hmm. it's all due to because of a relationship that she had back when she was 24 years old that ultimately led to all these jobs, which is garbage. Because Absolutely. Because if she didn't have the chops to be the Attorney General of the state of California, she would not have got that job. She is an elected official. If she would not have had the chops as the Attorney General, she would not have a platform to run on to become senator from the state of California.
Right.
If she had not been a good senator who could do the job, she would not have been chosen as the vice presidential candidate by Joe Biden 4 years ago and then become the vice president of the United States. And if she did not have the chops, she would not have been endorsed by Joe Biden because he would have known that she did not have the abilities to do the job. But he's worked with her for the last 3.5 years, has seen her in the United States Senate, has seen her as the Attorney General of the state of California, and knows that she has the abilities to be a great president.
Absolutely.
But according to Chris Conley in this garbage editorial again on WSAU, he wraps it up. I'm going to read the last paragraph of this story.
Oh, boy.
I bet Chris Conley.
Prepare yourself, people.
Well, again, I can understand if you want to go after the vice president or any Democrat based on policy differences. But this is a garbage argument that if you're going to go back to when she was 24 years old and try to say that somehow she is not capable of being president or vice president or whatever you may be because she had a relationship when she was 24 years old, it is garbage. But this is how he finishes up his commentary, Chris Conley commentary.
Go ahead.
It is not talked about in polite company that the vice president of the United States launched her political career with the help of her sugar daddy. The media doesn't report on such tawdry tales. Nikki Haley and John McCain only wish the same journalism standards applied to them, which is garbage. Sugar daddy.
Seriously.
Sugar daddy.
You know how offensive that sounds?
People? It is.
That is incredibly insensitive.
But you see where the MAGA Republicans, one of which is Chris Conley, is going to go after the vice president.
Yeah.
Not on her abilities, not on
her record.
Her record, not on her beliefs or her issues, where she stands on the issues that this country is going to have to go through in the next 4 years. Not going to have a battle of ideas, but they're going to talk about this. They're going to. Donald Trump on Saturday night talked about how she laughs, which is amazing. The thing about it is, I saw it yesterday. Yesterday, and I hope many of you out there saw this as well. The vice president went to Joe Biden's campaign headquarters in Delaware, which is close to Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And the president got on the phone. The president right now is, he tested positive for COVID late last week.
Yeah.
So he is still at home, and he's going to be back on the job. He's visiting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu coming up on Thursday. But the president and the Republicans were yakking over the weekend. Where's Joe? Where's Joe? Joe Biden was diagnosed with COVID, so he's not going to come out and start spreading it to other people because he's not an idiot. But
yes.
But there's, you know, trying to say that somehow he's either dead or not. So he came on and spoke to the folks in his campaign, mm-hmm. and it was moving because he said, you know, these people, and he said, you people have given up major parts of your lives to come here and work for this campaign. And he knows this is a tough time. He says it was a tough decision, but he felt it was the right decision and that he's very confident in the vice president. And it was, you know, it was, again, showing the kind of guy that Joe Biden is, talking to his people. And then the vice president came and spoke to the same folks. And the president happened to still be on the line. And the vice president started talking about the president. And the president then jumped in, and she started laughing. She said, "I knew you were still on the line." And, you know, and it was a very moving moment. But the vice president has this humanity to her, the way that she does laugh. Do you ever hear Donald Trump laugh? He's never. Do you ever see him smile?
Has he ever told a joke? I mean,
well,
his
jokes are cut downs.
Yeah.
You know, he thinks they're funny, but they're just cut downs. But it was
I like And I like the vice president's energy. I think she has a lot of energy, along with a lot of experience that she can bring to the table. I think that, you know, she has a good understanding of, you know, what this country needs to work on.
And frankly,
she has the record and the experience.
And the thing about it is, J.D. Vance and other Republicans, and she's unqualified. Give me a break.
You know who's unqualified?
How is J.D. Vance qualified? He's been in the Senate for 2 years, and then he was an author before that. How does that make him qualified to be one heartbeat away from the presidency? But the point that I kind of want to make here is, number one, to see again this guy, Chris Conley, who has been arrested twice for domestic assault in the last year and is going to be in court again next week, trying to be this moral leader in central Wisconsin for conservatives, calling, you know, the vice president's political rise the help of a sugar daddy when she was 24 years old is garbage. And number two, when you saw the vice president and you heard from the president yesterday and you saw the great affection that the president has for the vice president and the belief that the president has in the vice president and the way that the vice president does connect with people through her humanity, through her ability to smile and to laugh and to be somebody that can connect with others. And then to read this garbage again this morning from Chris Conley is disturbing. Again, there are differences between Republicans and Democrats. There are differences between conservatives and liberals. But to start basically the second day of the campaign, or the first day that we know is going to be Kamala Harris as the Democratic nominee, with this garbage, I think says a lot about Chris Conley. It says a lot about WSAU. It says a lot about the conservatives in their mindset, you know, going into this campaign.
Conservatives are scared.
I think they are as well.
Because they're actually going up against a candidate who actually has a better chance.
Exactly. So again, you can disagree with the vice president on issues, but to say that her political rise is due to a sugar daddy from a relationship when she was 24 years old is it's just a bunch of garbage. The time is 9:49. Are you ready for your quiz?
I'll do my best.
Well, we're going to have that coming up as part of our history lesson here on WXCO. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is Tuesday, July the 23rd of 2024. That means it is day number 205 of this year. There are 161 days remaining in 2024. It's already been quite a year. We're past the midway point, and we are heading into a very exciting fall, a fall campaign. A lot of news to keep an eye on. Olympics coming up, and still a lot to keep our attention the rest of 2024. Some famous events have occurred on this date in history. In 1715, the first lighthouse in America was authorized for construction at Little Brewster Island, Massachusetts. On this date, in 1827, the first swimming pool in the U.S. opened in Boston. Its pupils included John Quincy Adams and James Audubon. On this date, in 1903, in Detroit, the Ford Motor Company sold its first automobile, which featured a twin-cylinder internal combustion engine designed and manufactured by Henry Ford. On this date in 1982, Diet Coke was introduced. It was not a popular introduction. I remember it. I was a kid back then, and people did not like the fact they went away from the... Oh, actually, no, that's Diet Coke. I'm thinking about New Coke. Diet Coke. No. Diet Coke, 1982. I was thinking about New Coke. No.
Diet Coke was supposed to be Diet Coke healthier was
Diet,
option.
But Diet Coke did not have the backlash that New Coke did.
New Coke.
Yeah. 2010, One Direction was formed during the show X Factor.
One of the most popular boy bands in history.
On this date, in 2020, China launched its first mission to Mars. On this date, in 2021, Major League Baseball's Cleveland Indians announced it would be renamed the Guardians after the Guardians of Traffic, eight large Art Deco statues on the Hope Memorial Bridge located near their playing field. And on this date, in 2022, the World Health Organization declared monkeypox a global health emergency. Some famous people celebrating their birthdays today. Actor Ronnie Cox. I loved him in RoboCop. He was he played the evil boss dude in RoboCop, the original RoboCop. They had a remake, but Ronnie Cox, 86 years old today. Woody Harrelson started off his career Woody on Cheers, but then became a famous movie actor as well, is 63. Actor Eric LaSalle played Dr. Peter Benton on ER for many years, is 62. Slash, the guitarist from Guns N' Roses, is 59. Actor Charisma Carpenter from Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Veronica Mars is 54. Marlon Wayans, one of the many Wayans brothers, is 52. Monica Lewinsky, famous for the her relationship with Bill Clinton,
yes,
back in the day. Monica Lewinsky, hard to believe, young Monica Lewinsky is now 51 years old. Daniel Radcliffe. You know Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, yes.
From the Harry Potter movies. 35.
He's also a very talented theater person.
Yes, he is. In fact, very much so on the boards, both in London and on Broadway.
Yep.
Daniel Radcliffe, only 35. So if you're out there celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Gorgeous Grandma Day. It's hot enough for your day. It's hot enough for your day. You're right, not today. It is peanut butter and chocolate day.
It's like a Reese's.
And it's yada, yada, yada day. So those are the special events being celebrated today. All right. It is time.
I'm ready.
All right. Number for the day quiz. And every week, day, we wrap up the show giving Ian the number for the day quiz. We give him three choices. So he's based on the math, should get one out of three correct. So 33% for the week is always the number one goal.
Mm-hmm.
But recently, he has been going way past that. He had 80% correct 2 weeks ago. He got four out of five. Last week, he got three out of five for 60%. And yesterday, he got it right. So if you get it right today, that means you'll be able to already have a winning week.
Absolutely.
So let's do it.
I'm ready.
And it involves something that occurred on this day in history, in fact, again.
Okay.
On this date in 2015, NASA's Kepler mission announced the discovery of the most Earth-like planet yet.
Most Earth-like
planet. It was named Kepler 452b. So this Kepler mission announced the discovery of the most Earth-like planet yet on this date 9 years ago. The number for the day is, how many light years from Earth is this Earth-like planet? Ooh. So how many light years from Earth is Kepler 452b that was discovered 9 years ago today?
Okay.
Is the correct answer A, 1,400 light years from Earth? Is the correct answer B, 2,400 light years from Earth? Is the correct answer C, 3,400 light years from Earth? So is it 1,400 light years from Earth, 2,400 light years from Earth, or 3,400 light years from Earth?
Okay. I'm just gonna take a shot here. But I will say probably C. I'm going to go with 3,400. 100 light years. That's my final answer. One was C.
All right. So again, on this date in 2015, NASA's Kepler mission announced the discovery of the most Earth-like planet yet, Kepler-452b, 1,400 light years from Earth.
Oh, it was the smallest number.
Yep, exactly. Well, still one for two.
Close.
Still one for two.
Yeah.
All right.
Still have a chance.
We'll try again tomorrow. Have a good rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Thanks again to Kyle Kilborn, 7th District Congressional Candidate, for joining us. The other Democratic Congressional Candidate from the 7th District, Elsa Duranzo, will be joining us tomorrow morning. Also joining us tomorrow will be the President of the Wausau School Board, Jim Boucher. So hopefully you'll be with us tomorrow. Until tomorrow, I'm Chad Holmes. Stick around. Matt and Air on Air coming up next on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.